Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
I guess it hit me a couple of weeks ago. I got a great idea. Now, we'll see if it actually sounds like a great idea. You be the judge. I'm sure I'll get plenty of tweets and say that was the worst piece of radio in the history of WFAN. But I had an idea. What if I found a collection, just a cavalcade of old tweets from all of our coworkers, including myself, including all of us here at WFAN, and we played a game where Tiki would have to guess who tweeted it. So I thought of this a few weeks ago.
It's now X.
Well, now it's X,
but
right.
It was Twitter when a lot of these people were writing these.
That is true, and I also still think of it as Twitter. So, thought of the idea. Sean did a great job a little bit. I did a great job, I think, of finding these old tweets.
You, a lot of it.
I mean, a lot of it. And then we're like, okay, this sounds like fun, but what should we call it? So, we had a couple of different names that were popping into our head. Out of respect for the fact that it's now X, we thought, what about calling it Who X'd It?
Who X'd It?
Mm. Who X'd It?
Okay. Who X'd It?
But then the other day, something hit me like a ton of bricks. Who X'd It just doesn't work. What if we call it Posting and Toasting? So, ladies and gentlemen, for the first time and maybe the last time, I have no idea, a brand new segment called Posting and Toasting.
It's time for Posted and Toasted on Evan and Tiki.
Posted and Toasted.
Dude, you got the name wrong.
You came up with the name, knucklehead. Posted and Toasted.
Posted and Toasted, of course, in honor of the great Walt Clyde Frazier. So, here's our first post. And Tiki, you tell me who posted it, and maybe we toast. From January 30th, 2011.
2011.
Random thought here at MSG.
January 30th.
Glasses on chicks is very attractive.
And this is someone who works here at WFAN.
That is correct.
And they are still working here.
That is correct. I'll read it again for you. By the way, I'm not even sure if the grammar's right on that. Random thought here at MSG, glasses on chicks is very attractive. Wouldn't it be glasses on chicks are very attractive?
Glasses on chicks are, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So the person who posted had a grammar mistake as he referred to women as chicks.
Well, this was over a decade ago.
Yes.
And I'm assuming this guy was not married. This has got to be Loogie.
You're wrong.
What?
Who was that?
Not Loogie.
Not Loogie.
Come on, Tiki. This is obviously Sal.
You're wrong.
Who is it?
The very first person on Posted and Toasted is me.
I'm an attractive woman.
Wow.
That's right. I was sitting at MSG, apparently at a Nick game, and I was like, you know what? Random thought. I think the reason I posted that, I think I had a date the next night with a...
Oh, I forgot you weren't married then either.
Yeah. I'm an attractive woman.
That's right. Does your wife wear glasses?
Yes, she does.
All right.
Thank God. All right. Number two. Are you ready? Is this hot dog sandwich... Hold on a second. I'm sorry. It's from November 5th, 2015. Is this hot dog a sandwich debate real? You eat with one hand, therefore not a sandwich.
Mm.
The Nets' real purpose, a pointless debate. Ha, 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 ha.
The Nets, like the New Jersey Nets?
No, the Net, I think, as the internet.
Oh, the Net. I'm going to say, that's BT.
You're wrong.
What? You think that's BT?
Yeah. Talk about a sandwich debate.
I'm absolving myself because I know who this is.
You know who this is?
I do.
It's you?
No.
It is not Sean Morash. In fact, this is kind of funny. It's you, bro.
What? You want to go inside of me? Go ahead.
What?
Yeah, you tweeted that. You posted it. Is this hot dog? I can't believe it. I knew I had to whip a tiki in there.
Right.
Is this hot dog a sandwich debate real? You eat it with one hand, therefore not a sandwich. Then that's real purpose. Hashtag a pointless debate.
Hey, it's Tiki Barber.
Yeah, true.
No wonder you got rid of Twitter, Tiki.
Right. I don't even remember that.
That's right. I found a post that you actually put out there.
Are you ready for number three?
Yes. More importantly, does Tiki still believe it's not a sandwich?
It's not a sandwich.
Okay.
So your opinion remains the same.
Of course it remains the
same. You just forgot that you shared that with the world.
Especially
8 years
people
ago.
Who put ketchup on it.
What does that have to do with it, though?
He's trying to
trigger him.
Ketchup's the only accessible condiment.
All nope. Right. Mustard.
You could maybe go mustard relish. And ketchup, but not just ketchup. You're not 6 years old.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
It's not the point of the segment, so I'm going to withhold the argument.
Sean's about to explode.
And I have some French fries with my ketchup and hot dog.
And this one is from October 11, 2016. I'm not afraid of creepy clowns because the guy underneath the costume is either a social studies teacher or a dip bleep.
Mm. That's going to be Sal.
You're wrong.
How am I wrong on that?
Very, very bad.
Maybe because it's in my head because Sal just dressed up like a clown.
I'm going to say that's Chris McMonagle.
You're wrong.
Wow, jeez, you guys suck at this. The answer is, I'm not afraid of creepy clowns because the guy underneath the costume is either a social studies teacher or a dip leap, is our wonderful morning host, Greg Giannotti.
You guys suck!
Wow, 0-3. All right, this is a good one.
I was not going to be good at this game.
All right. Well, maybe you'll get one right. Rubio just utterly undressed Trump on healthcare.
What?
Rubio on pace for 50-point night. 4-for-5 with 6 RBIs, 64 at winged foot. And that was on February 25th, 2016. I think the reference would be to Senator Marco Rubio and a reference to Donald Trump.
Hmm.
Rubio just utterly undressed Trump on healthcare. Rubio on pace for a 50-point night.
Right.
4-for-5 with 6 RBIs, 64 at winged foot.
It's got to be Boomer because he's the only one here that plays winged foot.
You're wrong.
What? You think Boomer was out there saying Marco Rubio just undressed Donald Trump on healthcare?
I'm thinking about the Wingfoot reference. I know none of you have played Wingfoot.
I'm thinking about how wrong this person was about Marco Rubio undressing Donald Trump.
I'm trying to get the answer right.
So somebody sat there on that debate night and was like, oh, Rubio just beat the crap out of Trump. Meanwhile, Rubio was out of the race within days. So you had your guess. What's your guess?
I'm going to go Jerry Recco.
You're wrong.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. You want a third guess?
I mean, I have no idea. I'm trying to think who knows Wingfoot enough to reference it.
That's why I went Recco with the golf.
Well, think about somebody that would make a comment on politics and then bring it to three different sports performances.
You?
Me?
You're wrong.
It's not me.
I mean,
by the way, if Beningo tweeted enough, I'd say him.
The answer
Bad
is,
job by me.
The answer is Brandon Tierney.
I was wrong.
Oh, dude, of course. You know what? That does sound like a BT tweet.
That one makes perfect sense.
So now you hear it in his voice?
Yes. Well, no, now I know he cares about Wingfoot. He probably played it, and he loves golf.
I'm about
and
to
baseball.
That so is true.
That's bad. That's bad. That's bad by me.
I'm about to present to you one of the craziest posts I've ever seen. I've never seen anything like this. What I'm about to read, I'm not kidding, is from June 30th, 2013. 2013! Because the person that posted this is a freaking oracle. In fact...
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs.
Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
As soon as I'm done, when we figure out who this is, I'm retweeting this and I'm sending this to the opposite of Old Takes Exposed. Because this, what's the opposite? Hot Takes Exposed?
Yes. Well, Cold Takes.
The opposite of Cold Takes.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Hot Takes. Hot Takes Realized, maybe.
Yeah, something like that. Here we go. June 30th, 2013. With Bonyani coming to the Knicks and also represented by Leon Rose, why not just make Leon Rose the Knicks GM and save some dough?
Wow. Wow.
So this person sarcastically said they should just make Leon Rose the GM. We'll save some money and time. And literally 7 years later, it happened. And here we are celebrating the brilliance of Leon Rose. So who around WFAN is a freaking oracle?
Spike?
You're wrong.
Spike?
Yeah, you could, like you said sarcastically.
I have to.
A Philly guy?
I have to be honest. I didn't even include Spike in this game.
Oh, like, we'll see. So search. I get another guess. I get another guess.
You get another guess.
Why not? So Loogie was too young.
June 30th, 2013.
He wasn't 11, T.
But he was 20, like, 4.
Thank you for that. I was 27.
Were you?
Yeah, I'm 38.
Bargnani to the Knicks. He's represented by Leon Rose. Ah, let's just make him the general manager.
I have no idea.
You're wrong.
I have no idea. It's not a guess. You got to give a guess.
Okay, it's, I don't know, McMonagle.
You're wrong.
Who the hell was it? You want to guess, Sean?
Yeah, I am going to go Basketball Thought 2013 in the weeds. I'm going to go Keith McPherson.
You're wrong.
I have to give this guy credit because I've given this guy a lot of flack over the years for getting things wrong, specifically the name of a football team that would reside in Washington, D.C. So, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm reporting it's the Admirals.
Boomer Esiason.
Oh, he's the greatest general manager in the world.
Kudos to Boomer. 7 years early predicting Leon Rose to be the next GM or president of the New York Knicks.
Boomer probably knew that, actually.
You think so?
Yes. Boomer knows things.
I don't think so.
Just not out of Washington.
Well, thank you for playing the first and maybe last edition of Posted and Toasted.
Who X'd it?
Or who X'd it?
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.